This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
Popcorn must be the ultimate comfort food. We associate it with a day at the fun fair or a night at the movies. But Madonna, the adored pop diva, not the venerated mother of God, claims that when she was a poor, struggling artist living in New York City, that she existed entirely on popcorn. Is that actually nutritionally possible? Now, popcorn has been around for ages. It's been found in thousand-year-old graves as far apart as Argentina and Mexico. And it seems that 1,000 years ago, across Middle and Upper South America, the locals had a popcorn era. We've all seen corn, but how does it magically become popcorn? Imagine that you were to pile up some black gunpowder and light it. All you would get would be a hot flash and lots of smoke. But if you make a firecracker, by wrapping the gunpowder in many layers of strong paper and light it, you get an explosion. As the gunpowder burns, the volume of gas increases very quickly, and so does the pressure. But the gas is trapped. When the pressure of the gas gets great enough to overcome the strength of the wrapping, it bursts through. Suddenly, it's an explosion. This is the process that happens in the many steps in the pathway to perfect popcorn. First, you have to prepare the corn kernels, which are roughly the size of a pea. The corn is dried on the cob out in the field until the water concentration inside the kernel drops down to about 16%. Then the corn is harvested and dried a little bit more until the water level drops to around 13 to 14%. The higher quality brands of popcorn are delivered in airtight containers to keep their moisture levels around the magical 13 to 14%. Once you get your slightly dried cob of corn, you can pull off one of the little kernels. It has a strong outer coating called the pericarp. The pericarp is really strong and can resist a pressure of 9 atmospheres or about 90 tons per square meter. Inside the pericarp is the endosperm, which is mainly starch. If you were to plant that kernel or seed in the ground, that starch would be the early source of nutrition to power its growth into a complete corn plant. But instead of letting that starch be a food supply for the growing plant, let's have some fun and make it pop. To pop corn, you apply some heat to the kernel. Most of the moisture is in the starch, and at 100 degrees C, the water in the starch turns into steam and expands. Once the pressure reaches around 90 tons per square meter, it can rupture the skin or pericarp of the corn kernel with a sudden pop. The combination of the heat and the sudden explosion turns the previously compact starch into soft, fluffy popcorn. The water concentration, 13 to 14%, is critical. If the water concentration is too low, there won't be enough steam pressure to burst open the pericarp of the seed. But if the moisture level is too high, the pressure gets too high before all the starch has been cooked. And in that case, the pericarp softens and cracks. And all you end up with is split kernels of corn, not soft, fluffy popcorn. The cooking temperature is also critical, somewhere between 204 and 238 degrees C. The temperature at which the pericarp itself weakens is a bit less, around 180 degrees C, but you need the cooking temperature to be higher as it takes time for the heat to permeate in. Also, you have to have a sudden application of high heat rather than just a gradual build-up. It's this fast build-up of pressure that splits the casing and gives you that wonderful pop. Slow heating lets the pericarp soften, so it slowly opens at a lower pressure. But if the water level and the temperature have been adjusted properly, as soon as the kernel explodes, the starch inside keeps on expanding to give you the soft, fluffy texture of true popcorn. Many varieties of corn won't pop, but there are 700 different varieties that will. The varieties of corn that generally don't pop can have a weaker pericarp or outside shell, or they can have a poor transfer of heat into the inside of the corn kernel. And even if you do have the right sort of popping corn and it doesn't pop, it could be because the moisture has been allowed to get too low or too high, or because the pericarp has been damaged. But let's suppose that you have managed to pop some corn. Will it keep you alive if that's all you eat? Tune in next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?